shoulder. Just relax. I'll relax after you tell me what you did.
Man, Doug said. She's relentless, isn't she? You have no idea, Rick adjusted his tux jacket. All we did was add a little parting gift to their luggage.
What kind of gift?
A honeymoon survival kit.
A what?
Tracy jumped into the conversation.
It's okay, Katie. I helped them put it together. It's a bunch of little items with notes on them, like a bottle of mouthwash that says, "Open in case of morning breath," and a pair of socks for each of them with a note that says, "In case you get cold feet."
The limo slowly rolled through the gravel parking area. The guests waved and sent bubbles in the couple's direction.
It's nothing to be upset about, Katie,
Doug said.
When they get to Maui and Christy opens her suitcase, they'll have something fun to laugh about.
Katie still wasn't convinced.
Christy's suitcase? Why didn't you put the stuff in Todd's luggage?
Rick laughed. Todd's luggage is an old nylon bag with one side held together with duct tape. We couldn't fit anything else in there without the bag exploding. We had to make a little room in Christy's suitcase, but everything fit.
Make a little room? What did you guys take out?
Just some papers.
What papers?
Katie and Tracy said in unison. Rick pulled from the inside pocket of his tux a stack of neatly folded pages tied with a beautiful lace ribbon. They looked like a collection of handwritten letters. Katie froze.
Rick, you didn't.
Doug. This time Tracy's shriek was louder than Katie's.
What?
Katie grabbed the bundle of letters and took off running after the limo.
Wait! Stop!
Her left shoe came off, but she kept running. Behind her, a swell of laughter rose from the onlookers. She knew how ridiculous she must look, a one-shoed bridesmaid frantically chasing the getaway limo. But none of them understood. The letters in her hand were Christy's heart. From the time Christy was 16, she had been writing letters to her future husband, telling him she was praying for him and saving herself for him. Todd knew nothing about the letters, and he wasn't supposed to. These carefully preserved words were Christy's wedding gift to him. Rick and Doug had no right to steal them.
Stop! Katie yelled.
She waved wildly and tried to catch the driver's eye in his side mirror.
Wait!
The limo slowed and then came to a stop.